Welcome to a brand new month here at It's Time For Me, Integration and Spiritual Practices. I really hope that you find this month very beneficial, and I felt it was a really nice energy to sit in on the back of doing our month on self-compassion, which it seems a lot of you really enjoyed. So thank you for the feedback on that. And I think here at It's Time For Me, you know, I started off this year really wanting all of our month's topics to be about bringing us home to ourselves and bringing us back to ourselves. And I've kind of really figured over the last few months through doing a lot of that, that perhaps we're doing so much. You know, there is a lot, and it's time for me that we do every single month. And I try to make the topics as gentle as possible. But I've just been getting so much guidance personally around this feeling of like, it's time to integrate everything we learn into ourselves more often, not leaving it for years and years to do. So you may have been a member of It's Time For Me. I know some of you have been here since 2017, and some of you have joined in the last few months, and some of you are somewhere in between any of that. So it's not about like that we've done a lot of topics. So if you feel like you're a new member and you're like, oh, I haven't done all the topics, that's not what it's about. Integration is that you will have gone through good times in your life and you will have gone through difficult times in your life. And everything that we go through shapes us and changes. Our life experiences bring us forward in terms of our evolution, in terms of our growth, in terms of our healing. And a lot of times when those things happen, particularly specific life events, you know, changes that you may have had, it could be massive change of career, or relationships, or, you know, death or birth of children, you know, everything changes us. And I think it's about taking stock of how far we've come. So an acknowledgement of like, God, I've done a lot and I've been in a lot of situations and I've experienced a lot of things and I'm just good enough exactly as I am. But when we're constantly trying to fix ourselves and improve ourselves, we don't tend to do the integration process too much. I mean, I'm doing this time for me for, what is that, like 5 years, and we've never done this. Okay, so that'll just show you even where my mindset would have been about things. And I think it's really important for us to, particularly in the world that we're living in at the moment, which is very, very ever-changing and very unpredictable, that we form a new way of being. And the new way of being is to be very kind and very gentle to ourselves, which we were looking at last month. But it's also like spiritual integration, or integration in general, is like, I looked this up because I wanted to put it, I was like, can I get my words to be correct on this? But, and this is really what it is. It's about living the discoveries and gifts you've attained rather than just thinking about them. So it's easy to be philosophical and think deep thoughts, but to embody what you've realized and to embody what you've gone through and to embody how much you've grown and what you've healed is a whole other matter. Okay, so I thought that put it really, really nicely, more succinctly than I could do it because I'm always waffling on. So that's what this month is really about. It's like everything that you have done, how much you've learned, how much you've healed, how much you've grown, how much you have evolved, how much you have understood life from a different perspective. We're going to just bring all of that in, that you can feel that in your system now. You know, I said above there in mind, body and soul, but that every part of all of these, like it says, discoveries and gifts you've attained, that you're actually aware of them and you're bringing them forward in your life. Because as you bring that those things forward in your life, a huge amount of flow can happen. A huge amount of positive creation in your life can happen. So we're going to do a process like that over the month. We're going to take the month with different practices that I will show you through meditation, some visualizations, obviously some of the teachings. I've even changed the name of teachings to insights, because teaching to me is like something I need to learn. These are just little insights, and an insight is something that lets you understand something more. So that's all that these are, little bite-sized insights for you to just take in and do with what you want after that. I don't want there to be any pressure. I've never wanted It's Time For Me to be pressureful, but I really, really, really feel that something has to shift. I just feel the energy of that shifting. And then we're going to be doing things around spiritual practices, okay? And this also feels really important. Now, when I mention their spirits, people can think like, oh, I don't want to do spiritual practices that involve angels or spirits or anything. It's really just about a connection to your higher self. OK, so don't worry if you're not in, you don't believe in spirits, you don't believe in angels, you don't believe in a higher, you know, entities, but you believe in yourself and your higher self. That's perfect. If you believe in all the other things, tap into them, whatever you feel most drawn to. So you'll notice on a lot of the imagery this month, there's the lighthouse is there, and I really wanted to make some changes to It's Time For Me, as I've said, and it's taken me a good couple of weeks now to kind of let even that even sink into my system of, like, they're not major changes, but just kind of shifting it in a different way, of how it could help you. That feels just a bit gentler and a bit easier, and not keeping having to, like I said, fix yourself or work on yourself all of the time, because that's just too much. And I was doing a meditation and I got this image of a lighthouse, and it was just showing me the light of a lighthouse just twirling around, and it was like out in this real expanse. It was like nearly out in space. There was nothing around, there was no stars, there was no, you know, planets or anything. It was just this black kind of mass of space, and the lighthouse was just spinning and spinning and spinning, and then the light just fixed on another light that was in this expanse of space, and they kind of connected together. And what I really, really felt from that, I just got, was like, God, that was a really strong image, was that's what we're always doing. We are like the lighthouse. We're looking out into sometimes darkness, into sometimes, you know, uncertainty, into places that we really don't know where we're going. And our light keeps spinning around and around and around. And to fix ourselves on that other light, and I feel that other light is ourself. It's like, you know, our soul energy, our higher self. And that we fix it and we say, like, I'm exactly where I need to be right now. And I think sometimes when we hear things like that, when people say, you're exactly where you need to be, and you're like, well, my life's pretty crap at the moment, so I'm not exactly where I need to be. Or like, I've gone through something really difficult, so please don't tell me exactly where I need to be. But it's more that your experiences have brought you to this point. So in that sense, you are where you need to be, but that doesn't mean it can't change, or that doesn't mean you don't want it to change, or you want it to shift, but it gives you an opportunity. And I just, you know, I looked up then the spiritual meaning of the lighthouse, and it's all around hope, actually. And it's around that, like, when we see our own light within ourselves, within a dark space like that, that actually that hope actually can be like a driving force behind transforming our thoughts, transforming our feelings, like we're trying to do this month, like integrating and transforming how we're being. So I just thought it was like really prominent image, and I just wanted to use it this month, but I wanted to explain why I was using it to you, because I felt like it was a really lovely symbol, actually. And a really strange story, I'll just share this with you. So I was looking up the meaning of lighthouses, and this lovely article came up about Prince Edward Island, which is in Canada. My dad lived in Canada for many, many years, like 20 years or something. And he always spoke about Prince Edward Island, and his name was Edward, actually. But he loved it because it's just such a fabulous, remote place. And he just was nearly obsessed with the place and would have wanted to move there many, many times. So when the article came up and I saw that, I thought, God, that's really funny that I had that vision of the lighthouse. And then this thing, article about Prince Edward Island came up, and my dad, and as I was doing that, I have a memorial card on my desk of my dad, and I was looking at him, kind of thinking, God, you know, just the thinking of him and thinking of Prince Edward Island. And then when I turned, I closed over the card, and on the front of it, in the background of the image we picked for his memorial card, was a lighthouse. And I just, in that moment, I was like, oh my God, that's so weird, because I was creating all of these images, and I just thought, isn't that like a really strong, for me, it was a really strong message of connection to a higher energy, you know, and it made me more connected to, I suppose, do this month's topic, because I'm like, that's where I want you all to come, is to come back into connection with your own light and know that your strength and resilience that you have in bucketfuls is really, really, really ready now to be used in a better way, so that you can live in a better way for yourself. So I look forward to this month. As always, if you have any questions or anything, send me, you can drop a question into the WhatsApp group, or you can send me an email or a text message, whatever suits you best. And I look forward to everything we're going to do together this month.